Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What's in a name?
Turns out a lot.
Welcome to the crazy world of expert baby naming.
From backstabbing, judging, and stealing baby names.
To couples who just cannot agree. Anyone else think Vito suddenly sounds like a good name?
No way.
To parents who just want not to regret being
too safe,
too daring,
or too emotional to decide anything.
Let me overthink this for you. Each week, we're helping real parents-to-be with their huge name dilemmas. Researching off the A to Z to find a name you'll be more excited to announce than the actual baby's birth. Because the reaction you want when you name your baby is envy. Hey guys, welcome to Baby Name Envy. It is me, SJ Strum. I'm a YouTuber and BBC correspondent for all things baby names. I'm with my sister Naomi.
Hi guys.
We have loads of dilemmas. We are so thrilled to be back. We have some really different dilemmas this
week. Yeah, I think we do. Bit of a mashup. I like them a lot.
Yeah, some siblings. So we're looking for a sibling for Honey.
Yeah.
That's a name that I liked, actually. I had it on my name list. I did.
Is it?
Why?
Well, it's a name I hear quite a lot in your house.
Oh.
Because do you think you have a name of endearment with Henrik?
I don't call him Honey.
Oh, yes, you... You do call each other honey. You absolutely. I knew you'd deny it. Are you in denial or denying it?
What's going on here? I don't call him honey.
You absolutely call each other honey. I knew you didn't know you did it. I knew it.
I think we call each other babe.
You don't. You call each other honey. And on the back of that,
after the Mark Owen song.
No, I am telling you, after the pig of that... you know, Babe, the film with that little pig.
Oh, right, yeah.
We were asking people actually over on Instagram. No, you don't.
But you
don't even use it. That's why you call each other honey.
Honey, we do not.
Guys, who do you believe here? I'm telling you, I'm going to put it out on Instagram.
Honey.
You call each other honey. And the next time you do it, you must do it without... I knew you did it without knowing.
You're like so happy to be right about it. He actually texted me the other day, do you think you call Henrik anything? And I was like...
And then I wouldn't tell her what
and
it
I
was.
Said yes, because I was thinking, yes, I think we call each other babe.
No, call each other honey. Because I was on this thought process, because I was thinking, I don't know that me and Lee do. Do you think we do? I don't think we do, actually. But now you can point it out, you're staring at mine tonight. But I asked out on Instagram what people call each other.
It was really
funny. So... funny enough, honey, as you call Henrik, came up quite a lot, as did quite a few foods. So muffin, I don't think I'd like to be called muffin, would you? It makes me think of muffin top. Post-baby, no thank you. Gorgeous darling, raggy, and Gov, short for governor. So he's obviously rules the house with an iron fist, do you think? This one's good. His name is Roman. Trendy name, you're thinking. Yeah. Don't want that shortened. And somehow it's become Worm. So now he's Worm. No. Gutted. Chicken or Bubby? Or Bubby Chicken?
Oh, no.
It's the food, isn't it?
For each other. Bubby Chicken.
Bubby Chicken. What do you want?
Oh, that's quite sweet now I've said it.
Oh, no, it's not. No.
You could have that one. I'm going to call you Bubby Chicken for this episode.
I absolutely hate it.
Bubby Muffins.
Boogie.
Oh.
I don't know why I thought of that. Honey Baby, My Stinky.
My Stinky.
My Stinky. Mm. I can see how you could get to that. Gravy Boat.
Oh.
His name is Gary. And the nickname just kind of spiraled.
Mm.
I don't know that Gravy Boat's any worse than Gary, do you? What do you think?
I haven't seen it on any name list, actually, Gravy Boat.
No, I haven't.
But I like it.
I like it.
Can't get too much gravy.
We used to send the gif of Sully and Boo hugging from Monsters, Inc. So now I'm Boo. I quite like Boo as a term of endearment.
Oh, love that.
Ponkerton. I wondered if I didn't know where that's from. Oh. And it's from something.
Oh.
What do we think?
Never heard
of it. We just think it's stuck. Ponkerton. My friend, actually, her husband, we call her Polly, we call Ponky.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lucky her.
Lucky Ponky. Angel. And then the one I circled just because, obviously for me, is Bab. Because that's really West Midlands. I think if Lee and I had any, it would be Bab.
I think you've heard you say Bab. God. We're more classy, so we say Babe.
But you don't. You say Honey.
I'm going to listen out for it. I'm going to be
It must be Henrik
out.
Says it then.
Honey,
I've just
never
really
heard
clocked
it
in your house. Solely was my favourite, I have to say. One that made me laugh was Donkey or Donk was horrified when my mum asked if it's because he's hung. It's the first thing I thought.
Oh my God. You used to call Lee Donkey.
No, I did not.
You did. Do you not remember you used to call him this? Why are we denying each other's names? We did a whole song on your hen do. Do you not remember?
Yeah, I do, actually.
About him being a donkey.
Yeah, you changed all the words to
we
I think
did.
I want to marry you.
Yes.
Hey, donkey.
Yes, I think I want to... How long does she would sing with those headphones?
Do you know, I've not called him it for over 10 years, listeners.
I'm going
so
red.
That's why.
I'm embarrassed that I went and sang a song about donkey about my brother-in-law. You did used to call that. So you have a worse... You've even read that dilemma and denied it and then remembered it, that you did a whole song about it. So that's worse than Honey.
Well, someone else calls their partner Stinkerbutt, so we'll leave on that one. Maybe we need to both change ours from Honey and Donkey to Stinkerbutt. Say we heard it somewhere.
Yeah, and it really suits you.
Well, we're really looking forward to this week's episode. Should we get going?
I tried to get Pendick going from the other...
did that not stick?
Stuck. I don't think he's listened to the podcast. Yeah, so somebody else also in the podcast today, she has one of our names that we really remember her sending in her birth announcement. She's got Winifred Darling.
I absolutely remember it.
Darling
we've been loving
is
it.
A great name. So great she's after name. Now she's having a boy.
Oh God, disaster! She's after a little boy. Up the name.
And then we've also got Gay Dad Spinning the World. So they want a travel inspired name. They're like, I don't feel connected. The surrogate's like 700 miles away. We really want the name to feel connected. So it's
really
a brilliant dilemma. So first of all, so should we think about a sister for Honey?
Yeah, definitely. Let's have a think
Bunny.
About it. Bunny, yeah.
You're going to read the dilemmas out. That's how
we
do, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. We forgot,
we forget
forgot
to
the
read
format
it
then. Right, let's just find it a second. I've just started listening to your podcast. We're expecting a second daughter and are completely stuck on a name. Our daughter is Honey Sophia, surname Davies. We call her Fee as a nickname. So none of the names we just mentioned, they go on with Fee. It's so funny how you do that. We like Primrose and Pearl and Maver, but something is just holding me back from loving them. I'm not keen on it being too themed. Mm. I want a name that is strong, but also first name combination. We could have a good nickname from. Absolutely love our daughter Honey's name, but appreciate it can have sexy connotations. And now finding it really hard to pair with. Anyhow, it would be appreciated. There's a couple of things in this dilemma that I really identify with. One being
that, sexy.
Yeah, one being really sexy, Honey. Well, you must identify to it, Honey Bunny.
What are these things you identify with, May?
Well, I was going to say, because my eldest daughter is Summer. So I really wanted to stay away from something that was another thing.
Uh-huh.
So we went, and it was really quite difficult. Because as soon as you start that, obviously all you can think of is names that are things. And then the other thing is the sexy bit. obviously, the reason I'm saying that is because Lee used to always bring to the table quite sexy names. Mm. And to the point that when he thought of a name, I immediately would try and think, what's the sex connotation? Because that's all he could bring to the table. So interesting. I call him Donkey.
His name is spoke from. And it wasn't a very safe baby name podcast. I should say that. So I love the name Honey. And I think Honey Sophia, the nickname Fee, I also love. I think what you were saying now.
Oh.
Is this idea about when she doesn't like a thing, because her two names that she likes, Primrose and Pearl,
exactly,
are two things. Yeah. So I think that's probably why they're not landing as much, exactly. Because then you end up with two very strong, like in your mind's eye, you can see like emojis of those two items. Yeah. And I think Honey and Pearl, Honey and Primrose, they're beautiful together and I love the sound of them and the vibe, but I think it's things. And Maver, I do really, really like, but I think we can beat it. So I've had to think for some names. So I really liked the name Esme.
I do. That's so really pretty.
Honey and Esme together sound really, really nice. Got the N and the M and the E, so they sound really well blended together. And Esme means loved. So I think it's as beautiful as honey. Because I was thinking a lot of the names I was coming up with, it was like, you don't want to be honey and then you're kind of, even Margot is a bit too strong. You sort of want the pretty blend together. And I thought Esme really, really works. It's very pretty. And then I thought she's got Fee. And I thought the nickname for Esme could be your nickname, Mimi.
Sweet.
Fee and Mimi.
Yes. Yeah,
Esme and Honey.
Yeah.
That's quite a nice one, isn't it?
It's really nice. Actually, the nicknames are quite sweetie, you know, like cutie. And actually, yes. Honey and Esme. Esme sort of brings up Honey a little bit for me.
Yeah, I think so.
It does.
How do you think
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I really do. Aww. Oh, thanks, Honey.
Thanks, babe. I was really wish I'd called you Stinky Bum then. The next one I come up with is Elodie.
Yes.
So I thought Honey and Elodie, because it's got similar sort of sounds, so that bringing the O out,
agreed.
Elodie. But I think that with the D, it makes Honey stronger.
Yes.
It's not two little girly names.
Agreed.
Honey and Elodie.
Yeah.
Sort of elevates it again. It means strong riches. And I was quite drawn to the D sound in it. You can do... Elodie's really popular at the moment.
It's
got that sort of French vibes going for it. So there is the Spanish version, which is Elodia. With the IA, ELODIA, rather than DIE.
Okay. So one letter switch up.
Yeah, but then I was thinking, well, I was like, do I feel like I'm saying, hello, dear?
Oh, yeah.
Like a little
awful
bit
when that happens.
Of a word. Hello, dear, honey. So I liked Elodie and honey. I think worked really, really nicely. So going for when she, honey's quite a playful name.
Yes.
So I was like, maybe she would like something that's quite playful. So I quite liked Nell.
I do, very much. That's so my favourite so far.
Is it?
Yes.
So it's a vintage nickname as first name, mm-hmm. which is really lovely. I think Honey and Nell sound like really good fun.
They do.
They're really, really sweet together, but they are enough robust to kind of have like, you know, it's a strong name, but it is cute. It's sweet like honey,
oh my, I would say. I'm surprised that wasn't your title.
Oh, yes.
Could have been. What could have been?
I'm rusty.
Yeah.
I'm rusty. But yeah, so Nell and Honey, and I thought that would be really, really sweet. And I don't think you would nickname it as much.
I think that's what Nell is foolproof for.
Yes.
And I don't know why I'm going to say this, but I just was the first thought that popped into my head. I do somehow like it for a second sibling.
Oh, really?
I just do.
It works because it's a one syllable.
Exactly.
So often it kind of completes the sound of it. Then I was really looking at loads and loads and loads. With honey, you can go quite hippie.
Yes,
and then
you can.
The other name could be quite hippie. So I was like, if you kind of have chosen honey for that type of a vibe and a word name that you could use, because I'm not anti-word names, the one I thought worked the best looking at loads was Indigo.
Yes, I would agree.
So you've got Honey and Indigo,
yeah.
Fee and Indy. Really, really sweet names. Indigo is another sort of colour, and I think of honey as the really rich colour, and then you think of indigo as the blue, and it's just a really, they do work if you're going to go with a thing name or a hippie name. I think Fee and Indy do sound really good, but I do think, like, if, you know, in your mind's eye, if you're going to Honey and Indigo's house...
Oh, you're going to have a great time.
You're going to have fun.
I'm going to come home with some glittery makeup on my face.
Yeah, it's going to have been saged.
It's going to
before
be
you
saged,
got there.
Yeah.
You're going to have like some good vegan.
Oh, you're going to have hummus.
Yeah.
Hummus and pita.
Yeah, you are.
Mum's probably left the skin on the carrots.
The honey and indigo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you want to be, isn't
yeah,
it? You want to go to Honey and Indigo's party. So it gets you into more cool girl vibes.
Obviously where we want to be. What absolute wannabes we were right then.
Oh, we're such wannabes.
Channeling the boho
the boho dream, yeah. But that's the boho vibe. So the ones I have are taken it a few different places. I think they do bring out the other sides of honey. So you've got Esme or Elodie, which is taking the E sounds from honey and kind of making it kind of really vintage and kind of beautiful. Nell and honey, which is the playful, and then indigo and honey, which is the kind of hippie vibes. What do you reckon now?
I love them all. I'm going to stick with my first thought, which was I instantly, for me, bingo moment was Nell. I loved it.
Good.
I love the nickname Indy and Fee together, but it's because honey's gone to Fee, not because I like honey and indigo. I do like them and I want to hang out with them, as we've expressed, but
do know that they're children.
Yeah.
We don't actually
imaginary children at that, but I would go with Nell.
We are available on the weekend.
Yeah.
To be cool.
Or to come out doors, put glittery makeup on and eat hummus and carrots with stick skin on. I'm all for it.
So next dilemma.
Yeah, this one. So this is...
I remember this the first time around with Winifred.
Dilemma. Am I over-threading this?
Ooh.
Hi, SJ and Naomi. I've been listening to your videos for 3 years now.
Aww.
I found you when I was pregnant with my daughter and watched all of your videos and have listened to every podcast. Oh, thank you so much. You've helped me find a new passion in baby naming. For background, my daughter's name is Winifred Darling and she goes by Winnie.
I totally
Our surname
remember.
Is Baker. I remember that coming up and us going... Because for me, Darling was a middle name. I'll tell you what it was, actually. I really fancied marrying someone with the surname Darling, like Naomi Darling.
Mm.
Not just changing my name to it, Forrest Hartwell. I thought that I would like to, like, you know, really, that would have been... Maybe
that,
I should have gone through the phone book to find my husband.
Rather than hunting out somebody with the surname Darling and marrying them.
What a niche husband I was looking for. I just got a Darling. Oh, Lee, I hope you listened to this episode. My husband and I have found out we're having a baby boy in November 2022.
Congratulations.
First and foremost, our question is simple. Would it be weird to have Winifred and a Frederick? We love Frederick, but keep wondering if it's too much Fred. My second question is, do Fred. You think siblings should have live in the same world? So she means, do the names need to sort of stay together or in the same place? I get that. It took me a while. I just have to think about that. We love the name Aurelius.
Lucius.
And
Romulus.
Sorry, I had wrong.
Yeah, so she likes Aurelius, Lucius, and Romulus. They're in the same world, but she's like, are they the vibe of Winifred, which is like 1800s Welsh?
Yeah.
So then could you have a Winifred and a Romulus?
Well, I have never heard of that name before. I think I've heard of Romy being the shorter.
Mm.
My goodness, I found that really hard to say. Sorry, guys. Other names that we like for a boy are so popular common, which I don't find particularly ideal, but they have a similar vibe to Winifred, such as Benjamin, Reginald, Thomas and Charles. As far as a middle name, I would love to do something that mirrors my daughter's, like Charming or Heart. Now, remember, her daughter's middle name is
Darling
yep. which
so for a
we
boy,
like.
Mm.
Do we heart Charming or Heart for a middle name for a boy? Okay, we've got a few questions here to answer. If I can get my husband on board, I especially like Aurelius Heart, meaning golden heart. Lovely. Do you have any suggestions? Please help us pick out our baby boy name. We would love your professional input. Thank you for all your videos and podcasts.
Ah, thanks, guys.
Oh, that was a great email. Sorry about my not being able to say those names, which probably points something out about them. I prefer Aurelius of all of them, do you?
Aurelius,
there we go. Even that's better. That's much better.
What do we think about the over-threading? I think that's what we need to address. Could you have a Winifred and a Frederick?
No, you can't.
I don't think you could either.
No.
Because I really liked Wilfred and I liked Wilf. And I was like, could I get away with Wilf and Freddie? I was like, I really can't because Wilf is so obviously for Wilfred.
It's not the worst. It's not the worst thing up there, but it's not the best up there either. Also, you are a great namer. Like what you're coming to us with, like even your language is perfect. Like, are they in the same world?
Yeah,
can
I
thread these together? Is
it
golden? I completely agree.
Yeah, she wants a name with a decent old meaning.
Yeah,
Winifred Darling is so gorgeous.
On point.
So I've got a few places where I've gone with it. So I do believe that there is something to be said about having it in the same world, but I think that you can go to different worlds with Winifred.
Oh, I agree.
Different worlds. So Winifred Darling is really nice. So it can be quite trendy. Winifred can be like kind of like you know, that young sort of almost like a masculine name. Winnie is so cool. I absolutely love it. Or Winifred can be quite vintage posh, kind of upper class.
I agree.
Winifred. So it kind of plays in a few different worlds in itself. So I've gone some different ways.
Great.
See what you think. So the first one I came up with, I don't think that Frederick is a good idea, but funnily enough, I've chosen my other son's name. But I liked Finnegan.
Yes, I do.
So Winifred and Finnegan,
yes,
is really nice. And what's interesting is, so if you've got Winnie and Finn, they've both got the two N's. So
that's
it looks
where they're going
really
well in the world.
Beautiful. Yes. They're written down, Winnie and Finn. I like Finnegan. It means fair, like fair child. So it's just a really sweet name. And yes, I think that it kind of brings out the same vibe as a Winifred.
I agree.
Winifred and Finnegan. So that's kind of where I went first with it. But then I looked into the Welsh vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the world of Wales.
Oh my gosh, she's been all around the world with this one. Been around the world now.
So I quite liked the traditional Welsh name, Emrys. E-M-R-Y-S.
Emrys. I really like that name.
It's really lovely. It actually means immortal. So it's got quite a cool name, and it comes from a variation of Ambrose, which was the saint for food and drink.
Lovely.
Which is quite cool. And I quite liked Winifred and Emrys sound really good together, and that's taking it into that sort of Welsh world a little bit more, Winnie and Emrys.
She's going to like that with the middle name, isn't she? I just wanted to make sure I said it right. So the middle name that she mentioned where she got to, Golden Heart. She's going to like that name with heart, isn't she? Emrys Heart.
Emrys Heart sounds really good.
It
I've
does sound nice.
That down
oh,
here.
Sorry.
Yeah, I've
okay.
written that down. It sounds really nice. So then going into vintage vibes, like we
yes.
said, Winifred can kind of be very, very, very vintage, Great. Almost like really past vintage. So a name that we really liked for vintage is the name Osmond.
Yeah, I love that.
Really trendy name, and kind of got the Winifred vibes, that it's kind of like a second look, isn't it? Like, oh, I haven't thought about that name in ages.
Also, I'm getting it in both of your worlds. I'm getting it in old vintage and trendy, boho. Like, I like it a lot. Because would you abbreviate it to Aussie?
Aussie and Winnie.
Yeah, I love it.
Aussie and Winnie, I've written down. And yeah. Osmond means protection and Winifred means peace.
So
you've got
protection
and peace.
Heart as well.
So you could be Osmond Heart or something
oh,
like that.
It.
But I think that has sounded really good together
Great.
As well. But taking it into that sort of past vintage vibes. Do you want more quirky vibes now?
I do. I want to go to a whole new world.
Strap in, guys. Yeah. We're off to quirky land. So if Winifred can be quite a out there name and quite quirky but more modern. So the name I came up with was Kingsley. So the mum's name actually means king, which I quite liked. And Kingsley means King's Meadow. And I kind of felt like Winifred and Kingsley, it kind of takes it to a more kind of like, they sort of almost jar but sound really good together.
I think she's going to like that.
I think
I've
it's
got
quite
a feeling.
Quirky. Do
you? Yeah,
Kingsley.
I've got a feeling she'll
I think
like
it's
it.
Really nice because I felt like where she liked charming.
I know.
I don't think you can do like Prince Charming.
Shall we talk about that bit for a second? Because all of your first names are really on point. And they all sound really good with heart. Charming isn't doing much for me.
Charming is too Disney Prince for me.
It is me. But then when you put the darling and the heart element together, you either love it and are on board.
Yes.
You're plain.
Yeah.
Or
but she could do
it goes
heart well,
to a slightly different well. Place of it being mildly chavvy.
Yeah.
There you go, I've said it. And I don't get that at all from Winifred Darling. She's
no.
knocked it out of the park. It's a brilliant name. There's not an ounce of chav in there.
You do have to be a bit careful.
However, your names are so strong. I think that heart could get diluted in there.
Yeah. And I think that Kingsley,
and Kingsley
she might like
heart
got
sounds
this...
blimmin' epic. Do you think yeah. she just needs to spell heart, H-A-R-T, maybe?
I do.
Yeah, okay.
For sure.
So we're on the same page there.
Yeah, we're definitely.
Okay.
We wouldn't do it any other way at Baby Name Envy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked Kingsley and I thought it would appeal to her because I kind of feel like King and that sort of vibe was coming through for her.
I agree.
So I really liked that. And then I have a meaning link. So because she liked this like Aurelius heart and this golden heart, she's obviously a name nerd into her meaning. So a name I really liked was Lennon. L-E-N-N-A-N. So then she's got Winnie and Lenny.
Yeah, I know. So sweet.
Yeah, I know. I've done that leap.
No, I mean, it's such a good nickname.
And Lennon actually means sweetheart. Oh. I think I say sweetheart to Henrik.
All will be listening from now on. Won't
sweetheart
we?
Or beloved. So she's got the
definitely
meaning.
Don't call it beloved.
My beloved. Put the kids to bed. You haven't finished. She's still awake. Sweetheart.
My beloved.
So where was I? Yeah, Lennon actually means sweetheart or beloved. So she's got that in a meaning. Then she's got Lenny and Winnie. Lenny meaning sweetheart. Then she could have Lenny Hart again. Sounds
there's
really
loads
good.
In there for
we're basically
her.
Not saying anything about charming. And the last one I have is a really unusual name, which I thought she might really like, which is Casimir. It's Casimir.
Okay, Casimir. I've never heard of it.
I saw it on Instagram the other day. Wow. This really trendy girl, and she had her little boy Casimir, and it actually means to it means proclaimer of peace.
Wow.
So you're talking out about peace, and I felt like with Winifred meaning peace, then she's got Casimir and Winifred, really unusual names.
Love
Winnie
it.
And Cass.
Love it.
Super trendy. The proclaimer of peace and peace. And then I was thinking, could you do peace? As a middle name, P-E-A-C-E, mm. Peace. Mm. Could you, Nay?
You could.
You're a brave middle namer.
Do you know what? As I'm just thinking of loads of girls' names that would work, so we need to think of like the boys' version of them, like Grace would work and Dove would work to get that peace theme in, but it's just finding the masculine versions of them because they're all too feminine.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just think you've got so many strong first names that this middle name
well
is the
this.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Gotta help Winifred, darling. So there's tons of names there. So unique middle name words, and we are going to come up with some unique middle names as well soon because we absolutely love them. But I found a really cool Victorian name. Oh, I love this. The name Temple.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's such a cool name, and it means sanctuary, but it was a Victorian first name. So it's like a totally forgotten name, Temple. But I thought it could be, so imagine you had like Casimir Temple.
Yeah, it's lovely.
So then you've got this sanctuary and peace
together.
So cool, isn't it?
Yeah, that's so cool. She's going to like that.
Have to go and hang out with Honey and Indigo.
Absolutely.
We'll have like a whole quirky
name.
They're
all around there. They're in the glitter box now, throwing it in the air.
They are. Or the other middle name I came up with was, I said before, I don't know if you liked it, Rhapsody.
I don't like it, no, but no, I really don't like it, to be honest.
It's basically a poem, like a love poem is a rhapsody. And I thought she could go with them. So you had Lennon Rhapsody.
I mean, sounds cool, to be honest. And I like the meaning.
You're just not cool enough for it, basically.
Yeah, I can't pull it off, but I think that someone else could. Yeah. If I heard it, though, I'd be like, I don't like it as a first name at all.
Well, I like it. So I've got tons and tons there, don't I?
Yeah, God, they were honestly.
Didn't realise how many
absolutely.
I'd written for overthreading it. So I think we can say you're definitely overthreading it. There's so many names out there that are so on your vibe. And because you smashed it out of the ballpark with Winifred Darling, we really want you to go really in with those. So we had Finnegan, Emrys, Osmond, Kingsley, Lennon and Casimir.
Gosh. There's some really goodies
good
in
list.
There. Really good list. I actually couldn't even call it. I think that's just down to...
Well, we will know because she sent in a picture of Winifred, darling.
Yeah, please do. Please,
when
please
did she say November?
November.
It's been the edge of my seat.
Yeah, we will be. Let us know as soon as you can with that name announcement. We were waiting to hear. I loved those. Thank you. Okay, gay dads spinning the globe. As two gay dads-to-be, we've been looking for ways to make our pregnancy feel real. Since neither of us are actually pregnant with our surrogate lives over 700 miles away. Dreaming about baby names. Naomi, your podcasts have been a massive help. Actually, I just missed out Naomi. So Jane, what an accidental leap. I'm so sorry.
Naomi.
Thank you. Two exclamations. I can't believe I said that. Do not edit it out. LGBT families cannot get enough of Naomi. LGBT families can often struggle to find a sense of belonging. Do you know what? I'm really glad someone's actually said that out loud because I've often wondered that. I've thought, how hard is it? Mm. Whereas I find it a beautiful way to have a child, like I really do.
Yeah.
So I really understand this. My husband and I are big travellers for this reason to remind ourselves that there is a big, majestic world out there. We love the idea of giving our baby boy a place name as a sort of treasure map, somewhere he can travel to in his future, to be reminded that there's a special place for him in this world. Aww. Oh my goodness. I'm always totes emotional. This is making me a bit totes emotional. Sydney would be a great choice, if not too bit. Not a bit too on the nose, but the alliteration with our surname Sylvia is a bit much. What journey would you take us on? And I love the way they sign off. Hugs.
Hugs, I know.
For Naomi. Okay, right. Oh my goodness, what have you come up with? That is a lovely dilemma to be getting into today.
It's a lovely dilemma. I've been working hard for your podcast on this now.
Thanks so much.
As your assistant. As podcaster number two. I thought I'd just do all the hard work. Yeah. I can let you read out the email. But
so sorry about that. What a fraudulent slip.
All right, so I've taken it a few different places. So first,
well, I'm already on the plane from the last one. This is amazing. Oh, here we go again.
So I like the idea. So the last name is Sylvia, which is also and it means spirit of the woods. So I was like, how about bringing that in? Because I like the idea of a city name. And I do have some, but I was thinking about this idea that to feel connected anywhere you travel in the world, picking a kind of landmark like the woods is a really nice place you can always go to feel connected.
Isn't it lovely?
To home. Mm. But even if you're traveling, you're like, I just want to go to the woods because that's where I feel most at home, or that's where I feel most alive, whatever. Mm. And these guys traveling, you can always go, well, let's find the most beautiful woods we can, wherever you are. Mm. So there's a few names meaning... obviously, there's forest.
Yes. But I was thinking, truly, when you were saying that, that is something that you thought about when you were choosing your middle names. Like, all jokes aside, and you do like the name Forest.
Yeah.
It does mean something to you very much because you've got the Swedish connection and genuinely you like the wilderness in the UK.
Yeah.
So it means something to you more than the coast, for example. I might be more drawn to the sea, but you were really drawn to the wilderness.
Drawn to the woods and the forest. And actually, forest, it means for resting. So there's a lot of... you know, when I do the forest bathing, there's a lot of about being out in
nature. Do you know, I didn't know if you would say it, and I didn't want to make you sound like a bit of a hippie.
I think that's well cool. It's like the coolest thing about me that I go forest bathing. My friend thought I literally had baths in the woods. She was like,
it took a long time for me to know it's literally just taking your shoes off in the woods. And then
not literally.
Well, it is.
Just taking your shoes off in the woods. There's a little bit more to it than that.
Disagree.
Naomi. So, forest is a cool name, but it might just be... too kind of out there for them. So the other name, if they wanted to do this connection, to, it would be Woodrow, which is a name that I really, really like.
I've always liked it.
Yeah.
I love Woody.
I think
Woody.
It might be more their vibe, Woodrow, because he has sent me another email saying that they're quite traditional namers. They're not sort of wanting something too brave. Forest might be too out there. And then if you wanted about this, what Naomi just said about the ocean, I was thinking the same thing. You know, when you're just feeling overwhelmed, just go to the ocean and feel better wherever you are in the world. There's a lovely name, Firth. F-I-R-T-H, Firth, which means the arm of the ocean. So it's kind of like the ocean's got its arms around you, and I really like it. And I think wherever you are, you can go to the water and feel that connection. And for you guys as well, while you are pregnant just means you're waiting for your baby. So you are, and then you can go to the ocean and feel connected to your baby. And then Firth is a really nice meaning of it, isn't it? It's really trendy.
Can't believe we've not heard that before. I absolutely love it. I prefer it to Cove.
Yeah, it's nice,
isn't it? I really,
really
love it.
Really lovely.
What they've said is that they like these sort of names, but actually they like something a little bit more traditional.
Yes.
I would be in that camp. So I know that that is a really nice soft landing point, that Firth, if we're on this plane.
Yeah, and if you have too much of a word name, it's going to be hard with your surname. So funnily enough, I'd written down the name Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, and then when I had a follow-up conversation with the dad, that it was one of the places that they felt connected to.
No way.
And I'd already written it down, but what I liked about it is a Greek island. It means the island of roses, so it's really lovely. But I also quite like the fact that it sounds like roads, the road that you're on.
Oh, wow.
And being happy where you are on this road that's led you to be parents, the whole lot. You can get a lot of symbol from just we're on the road together, on this journey, all the things you can say. Well, you can say go on and on about roads now.
Oh, you can. I got engaged though. I'm going on and on.
Oh, yeah, perfect. So, yeah, you did get engaged in Rhodes and never used it. So, name places that I liked. Rio.
Yes, kind of. Not so much for me, but they might like it, yeah.
I don't know why.
Why has that made you laugh? I think it's because we know it's my podcast, so like I really have to give my strong opinion.
Yeah, kind of. Bit rubbish. Right, okay,
so
fine. All the people with their baby Rios.
Yeah,
Well, I like it, and it's... means river as well, so that's why I quite liked it. Actually, means river, Rio. I quite liked the idea, Devon.
Sweet.
D-E-V-O-N. So Devon is a place, but it's a Celtic word for defender. And if you spell Devon, D-E-V-I-N, it means poet as well, which is quite nice. And the other, I've got a few more. So basically what I did is I looked into cities with like cool meanings. So I found the most, one of the most common cities that you'll find all over the world.
Yeah.
What would you reckon it would
be? I honestly have no idea.
Oh, you're on the edge of your seat?
Yeah.
She's interested now, isn't she?
Yeah.
Poo-pooing Rhodes.
Yeah.
Poo-pooing Rio. It's the name, it's Richmond. So Richmond is one of the most common city names. There's Richmond's all over the world. It means strong hill. And according to the British author and toponymist, Barclay Simpson, Richmond is the most common place name in the world. So there's, obviously I used to live in Richmond in London. Yes. I've been to Richmond in Canada. When I went to Canada, I went there. So there's about 55 Richmonds. There's 6 Richmonds in Canada. There's some in British Columbia. There's 45 in the United States that are found all across the world.
Oh, they'll love it.
So I think that that's quite cool, isn't it? Because Richmond is a good, solid name.
So
strong
great.
Hill, really, really trendy. And then you can have this game as a family, like going to Richmond, wherever
Amazing.
You go around the world. You know, you can have a really fun...
Yeah.
That'd be a fun little family game.
Wouldn't it?
You could send Naomi for her podcast a postcard. Card from every Richmond you ever visit. Don't worry
like
about
that.
Me.
I'd actually like it.
Send it to Nay. But really interesting. So actually San Jose is also one of the most popular cities, but Jose I think is such a specific name. Or San Antonio as well is really up there. Antonio is a great name, which means priceless. But I really liked the idea of Richmond for them.
I think that's absolutely brilliant.
So I hope they enjoyed it.
I can't wait for a name announcement. Please, please, please. We'd love to see that. And good luck with connecting with the baby and having a... All those trips.
All those trips.
An excuse for a trip is always there.
Why did we not think of that?
Why didn't we do it?
Should have called my baby something like a visit. Thanks so much, guys, for listening. We will be back next week with more baby name dilemmas for you. If you want to send in a dilemma, you can email me, sj.strum@yahoo.com. Obviously, from next week, it will be Naomi's email address exclusively. You can also find me every single Monday on YouTube, but obviously... The rival channel will be coming up soon. If you want to DM Nay, she's on Baby Name Envy, the Instagram DMs, when she can be bothered. All right. Thanks so much,
thanks
guys.
Thanks so much,
see
guys. Great week. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.